Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about the world of data pipelines. Let's dive in.
I'm excited for this one. The term data pipeline gets thrown around constantly. But what exactly is it?
It's a fantastic question. In today's world, companies are just swimming in data from all over the place. But here's the problem. Raw data is messy, unstructured, and stored in a million different formats.
So it's basically useless on its own.
Precisely. Data pipelines are what automate the entire process. They collect the data, transform it, and deliver it in a clean, usable, and valuable format.
Okay, so it's the plumbing that makes data actually work. Where does it all begin?
It generally starts with a few key stages, though the order can sometimes change. The first is collection. Imagine a huge e-commerce company. They're getting data from everywhere.
Like what? What are these sources?
Well, first you have data stores. Think of your classic databases, like MySQL or Postgres. Every single time a user registers, places an order, or makes a payment, that transaction goes into a data store.
Got it. The records of what happened. What else?
Then you have data streams. This is the live, real-time stuff. Think of tracking every single click and search a user makes as it happens. Tools like Apache Kafka are built for this. Or even data from IoT devices.
Wow. Okay. So you have all this data pouring in. What's the next step? How do you get it all into one place?
That leads us to the ingest phase. This is where you load all that diverse data into the pipeline's environment. For those real-time streams, you'd use something like Kafka again to pull it in instantly. For data from databases, it's often done in scheduled batches.
So it's like the on-ramp to the data highway. Now once it's on the highway, what happens? This is the transformation part, right?
Exactly. This is the compute phase. And it's where the real magic happens. We can split this into two broad categories.
I think I've heard of these. Batch processing and stream processing.
You got it. Batch processing is for handling enormous volumes of data, but on a schedule. A great example is configuring a job to run every single night to add up all the day's sales data. Apache Spark is a king here.
Okay, so batch is for when you don't need the answer right now. What about stream processing?
Stream processing is for immediacy. It processes data the very instant it arrives. The classic example is fraud detection at a bank. You can't wait until tomorrow to find out a transaction was fraudulent, right? You need to know now.
That makes total sense. You need to stop it in its tracks. So is that all that happens in the compute phase? Just batch or stream?
Ah, not quite. This is also where crucial processes like ETL or ELT happen. Think of tools like Apache Airflow. They orchestrate the whole thing, ensuring the data is cleaned, normalized, and enriched. This is where you turn that messy, inconsistent data into a pristine, structured format.
So after all that cleaning and processing, the data needs a place to live, I assume.
It sure does. And that brings us to the storage phase. Here you have a few options, and they're not the same thing.
I've heard of data lakes and data warehouses. I always thought they were interchangeable.
A very common misconception. Think of a data lake, like Amazon S3, as a giant, raw reservoir. You dump all the data there in its original, unprocessed form. A data warehouse like Snowflake or Google BigQuery is for the clean, structured, and processed data that's ready for analysis.
I see. So the lake is for raw potential, and the warehouse is for polished results. So now that it's all clean and stored, who uses it?
Finally, we get to the whole point of the exercise, the consumption phase.
This is where the data actually starts making the company money, right?
Precisely. You have several groups that tap into this. Data science teams use it to build predictive models. For example, they might analyze historical data to predict which customers are likely to churn.
And what about, you know, business leaders or managers who can't write code?
Great question. They use business intelligence tools, or BI tools, like Tableau or Power BI. These tools connect directly to the data warehouse and create these beautiful interactive dashboards and reports so leaders can visualize key trends and performance indicators.
That's incredible. So it truly democratizes the data, making it accessible to everyone.
It really does. You even have self-service analytics tools like Looker that let a marketing team analyze their campaign performance without needing deep technical knowledge of SQL. And of course, machine learning models continuously feed on this new data to get smarter, like those fraud detection models we mentioned.
Wow. So from a simple user click all the way to a CEO's dashboard, that entire journey is the data pipeline. It's so much clearer now.
It's a fascinating and powerful process. And you know, if you enjoy breaking down these massive, complex systems, you would probably love our system design newsletter.
Oh, tell me more.
It covers topics and trends in large-scale system design, just like this one. In fact, it's trusted by over 500,000 readers. You can subscribe at blog.bytego.com.
That sounds amazing. I'll definitely check that out.
That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Goodbye.